Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi, Tirp to Daf Beis Amud Beis 2B, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph, discussing when are we and are we not allowed to read the Megillah. So we had said in our Mishnah that you're allowed to read the Megillah on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. 14 and 15 are mentioned in the Megillah itself. Now we were looking for a source for 11, 12, and 13. We had a machlok as whether we learned that from Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. The fact that it says Zmanehem teaches me that we have these two extra times of 11 and 12 and 13 as its own limud from the fact that it's a time of gathering, Zman Kehillah. Or the other way we learned it was whether it's from Kayamim, that just like those 2 days of 14 and 15, so too 11 and 12 exist in 13. 13 again exists on its own. So comes the Gemara and says the fact that we even have this Shita, that we can have earlier times than 14 and 15 for reading the Megillah, is actually a machlokas itself. So Amar Abba Barachan, Amar Biyochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stid Mata'a. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva, who's the anonymous one, meaning many Mishnayas who are left without an author really are Rabbi Akiva. Rashi discussing maybe it's more Rabbi Meir, not for us right now. Didari Zman Zmanam Zmanahem. So this whole Shita that says that we can even do it before 14 and 15, that's all Rabbi Akiva. Ava Chachamim, remember the Chachamim say, in Kornos Elab Zmana. The only time we're allowed to read the Megillah is in its proper time, meaning on the 14th and 15th of Adar, no other times, 11, 12, and 13 is out of the question. Comes Gemara and asks a question on the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that really it's machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Is this really true? Meisve, we have an objection based on a different Brisa, based on another statement where Rabbi Yochanan seems to be rejected. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Emasai. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, when? When are the villagers allowed to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th? Bizman Shasharim Kitiknon. This is only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis Din would go and establish the years properly, when they would have the people coming and telling you when Rosh Chodesh is exactly, when during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then we can have a situation where people can read on 11, 12, and 13. Yisrael Shruyan Al Admasan, and the Jewish people are in the land of Israel exclusively. Abba Bizman HaZeb. But nowadays, when we are in exile, when the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is still with us, Ho'ilu Mistaklimah, since people are going to look at the date where Megillah is read, and they're going to use that to calculate when Pesach is going to fall, because people are going to see someone's reading the Megillah on the 11th of Adar. They're going to think, oh, 30 days from then is going to be Pesach. They're going to have start Pesach on the 11th of Nisan instead of the 15th. Then they're going to go and have Chametz during Pesach. It's going to be a problem. So in that situation, in Kornos Elab Bizmana. So comes the Gemara and tries to figure out, who is this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda going like? The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says that only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash do we have this idea of reading on 11, 12, and 13. Who is that going like? So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda Alibi Deman, Ilema Alibi Rabbi Akiva. If we're going to say it's like Rabbi Akiva who said that we're allowed to read on 11, 12, and 13, and now we're saying only Rabbi Akiva allowed it when the Beis HaMikdash was up, but when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then it's not going to exist. That can't be, because I feel up as man hazeh isalai takanta, because Rabbi Akiva holds what he holds even nowadays, because mainly when he was paskening halacha, it was after the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that he says you can read on 11, 12, and 13 shows that would apply even after the times of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Alava liba de Rabbanan. This seems to come out that it's going within the Shita of the Rabbanan, who were arguing on Rabbi Akiva's mancha, shanam kitikta, vishro shanal an masa. What seems to come out is when the Beis HaMikdash is up, then even the Chachamim would agree that you're allowed to go and read the Megillah on 11, 12, and 13. This is explicitly against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that only Rabbi Akiva allows you to read on 11, 12, and 13. Good. Now the Gemara just basically has this discussion in a bit of a different way. So Ikad Amri, there's some who have the different version of this story. So Amar Rav Rachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimata. This fact that the villagers are allowed to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th, this is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. As we said, Ava Chachamim, remember the Chachamim say, Bazman Hazeh, Ho Mistaklim Ba in Kornos Elab Bizmana, that nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash and people are going to make a mistake with Pesach, we should only read it on the 14th and 15th of Adar exclusively. Tani Nami Hachiv, the Brisa that's also like this, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, when are the villagers allowed to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th? Bizman Shashanim Tiknan Yisroch Shunei Ad Masan. This is when there's a Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Din is functioning properly and the Jews are all in the land of Israel, Avab Bazman Hazeh. But nowadays, when we are in the exile in the Golos, Ho will Mistaklim Ba, since people are going to look at this to determine when Pesach is in Kornos Elab Bizmana, we only read in its proper time of the 14th and the 15th. Good. So that's the end of that discussion. Comes the Gemara and now kind of brings a similar type of discussion, and based on this, brings a very interesting concept. Ravashi Kasha Leid Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi noted that there seems to be a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa that we said above and a different statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah. Again, our Rabbi Yehuda said that all of this, that we're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, is when there is, yes, a Beis HaMikdash, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then we're no longer allowed to do this. So when Rav Ashi saw that there's this contradiction between the Rabbi Yehuda that we just mentioned and a Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah, he said, oh, it must be that this Brisa that we've been mentioning about the Beis HaMikdash being up or down, that's really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, not really talking about Rabbi Yehuda. What are we talking about? Miyam Rabbi Yehuda, Bazmana Zeho, Mistaklim Ba, Inkorna Sal Bazmana. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that only when the Beis HaMikdash is up could you read on 11, 12, and 13, but otherwise not. But I'll ask you the following contradiction based on the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimasai, when may the Megillah be read earlier than the 14th? Makom Shenechnasin by Sheni Uvachamishi. Only in places where the villagers actually go to the bigger towns on Mondays and Thursdays, as we pointed out yesterday for the court cases. Aval Makom Shein Nechnasin by Sheni Uvachamishi. But in a situation where they do not normally enter the bigger towns on Mondays and Thursdays, in Koronos HaEl Bizmana, then they're only allowed to read the Megillah in its proper time. What seems to be implied from this is Makom that if we are in a place where villagers go on Mondays and Thursdays, then they can read the Megillah nowadays, even though we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. So this seems to clearly go against Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So this is why Umokum Lo LeBraisa Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, and this is why Rav Ashi said, oh, the initial Braisa, which says that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we can't have any reading before the 14th, that must be the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Ask the Gemara on this, though. Mishum Dekash Leid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Umokum Lo LeBraisa Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, just because we have a question and we have a bit of a contradiction, you're just going to go and say, oh no, really, it was someone else? Could you really just do that? So answer the Gemara, yes, in this case, you really could, because Rav Ashi Shmiel Edika Detani Lak Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rav Ashi heard there are some people who teach it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, some people teach it in the name of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Both versions of these texts have a basis in our Misora. And when he said there's two options, one of them gives us a major contradiction and a big problem, the other one is perfectly fine, so we're going to go with the one that's perfectly fine and it's not going to be a problem. Good. Now the Gemara goes on to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, so we said that anyone who lives in walled cities from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, you could read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, and other people read it on the 14th of Adar. So ask the Gemara, Minahani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that people in the walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Damar Krab, because the Pasuk says, Alkin Hayudim HaPrazma Yoshim Bari HaPrazos, because the Pasuk says, therefore the Jews of the unwalled cities who live in the unwalled cities should read on the 14th of Adar. Midi Prazma Arbas are from the fact that the unwalled cities read it on the 14th. Mukafim b'chamisha asar. We learn that the walled cities read it on the 15th. Again, the Megillah gives us two options of when to read it, on the 14th or the 15th. Then it says explicitly that the unwalled cities are going to read on the 14th, so that leaves the 15th for the walled cities. So we see this is how we know that walled cities read from the 15th. Ask the Gemara, though. Ve'ema prasim barba asar mukafim kal kalo. Maybe we should just say that the unwalled cities, which is explicitly said in the Pesukim, so they read on the 14th, and the walled cities don't have to celebrate Purim at all. They don't have to do anything. Maybe we would think that the 15th of Adar is only for the people that were in Shushan at that time, but everyone else who's in a walled city does not need to even observe Purim at all. But ask the Gemara, could that even pay Vilav Yisrael? Only are they not Jewish people? V'od, mehodu v'ad kush ksiv. The Pasuk says, mehodu v'ad kush. It encapsulated the entire Jewish world. So, of course, everyone's going to have to read the Megillah and celebrate Purim, even people in the walled cities. So, ask Gemara, maybe we could say something else. Maybe we could say that unwalled cities celebrate Purim on the 14th, and walled cities celebrate on both the 14th and the 15th. And this makes sense based on the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, kideksiv liyoso osim es yom arba asar lechodesh adar, ve'es yom chamisha asar bo b'chol shana. It says that we should observe Purim on the 14th and the 15th. So maybe unwalled cities observe Purim on the 14th, walled cities do it on the 14th and the 15th. The answer is the Gemara, no, we can't say that because the Pasuk has an extra word. You have a kusav, Eis Yom Arba Asar Vachamisha Asar Kidikamrat. You're right, that would have been the case if it just said it like that. But what it did say is Hashtag Diksev Eis Yom Arba Asar V'Eis Yom Chamisha Asar. It added this extra V'Eis in between the 14th and the 15th. Asa Eisu Pasik. So the word Eis comes and makes a distinction and separates between these two dates. Hane Barba Asar Vahane Bachamisha Asar, and teaches us that unwalled cities are going to be on the 14th and walled cities are going to be on the 15th. Ask the Gemara a further question. V'Emar Prozim Barbesar Mukafim Ibo Barbesar Ibo Bachamisar. So let us just say that unwalled cities explicitly in the Pasuk, that's going to be on the 14th. Now, walled cities, either you could do it on the 14th or the 15th. How do we know that it has to be on the 15th? So, Amar Krab, Bizmanehem. This goes back to something we saw yesterday, that the Pasuk says Bizmanehem, which teaches us Zmano Shelzeh, Lo Zmano Shelzeh, that the times of the walled cities and the unwalled cities are going to be very different. Ask the Gemara again, Ve'emar B'Tlesar. Why don't we just say that the walled cities should have Purim on the 13th of Adar? How do we know that it needs to be on the 15th of Adar? Answers the Gemara, Kishushan, because we would think that the walled cities would celebrate Purim the same time as Shushan. And since there was no date given for walled cities, we would assume that they would celebrate on the same day as the residents of Shushan. When they defeated the enemies, it was the 15th of Nisan. Very good. Now that we've discussed reading the Megillah, so now it's important to remember, Megillah, as we mentioned, is only one of the four mitzvot hayom. We also have Mishloach Manos, Matanos, Chav Yonim, and the Suda. So comes the Gemara and says, all of this discussion, Ashkechan Asiya, Zechira Minalan. So we know all of this, these psukim, we're talking about the celebration of Purim, like the Suda and the being happy and all that stuff. How do we know that this applies to Zechira, which is referring to the reading of the Megillah as we well. So answers the Gemara, Amar Krav, Hayam Ma'ila, Nizkarim V'Nasim, because the Pasuk says they should be Nizkar V'Nasim. Nizkarim V'Nasim, they should be commemorated and celebrated. And Iskash Zechira La'asiyah, there's a juxtaposition of this Zechira La'asiyah. So we see that the mitzvos of the day are connected to the reading of the Megillah, and that's how we know it would play by the same rules. Good. Now comes the Gemara and kind of branches off into a further discussion about reading on the 15th. Comes the Gemara and says, Mastisin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah seems to go against the following Tana, the Tanya, because it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Krachan Hamukafim Chomim Mimos Achashverosh Kobin Barbasar. We said that it's walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says in a Braisa that it's walled cities from the time of Achashverosh. So ask the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha say that it would be based on the times of Achashverosh, not on Yeshua ben Nun? So it seems pretty simple. He answers Ki Shushan, because it would be like Shushan. Ma Shushan Mukafes Chomim Mimos Achashverosh, Vikor Machamisha. So of course, Mukafes Choma Mimos Achashverosh, Komar Chamisha. Because just as Shushan, that's where the whole miracle happened, that was a walled city from the time of Achashverosh, and that reads on the 15th. So we would think that all walled cities from the time of Achashverosh would read on the 15th. So ask the Gemara. Now it turns to the question, Vitana Didan Mai Taima. So why would we hold from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun and not from the times of Achashverosh? So answers the Gemara, Yolof Praze, because we have what's called a Gzera Shava. When you have two words and two psukim in two different places, you're able to link them together. Ksiv hacha al kinayu dema prasim, because over here in the Megillah it says, therefore the Jews of the unwalled towns. Uksiv hasam, when the Jews are dividing up the land with Moshe and Yehoshua, levad me'arei aprase harbe ma'od. It says, besides a great number of the unwalled towns, ma'alahalan mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, afkan mimos Yehoshua ben Nun. So we learned it out from Gzera Shava that we would go with the walled cities from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun as the barometer as to whether something is walled or not. But ask the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha lo amar ketana didan. So I can understand why Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha did not agree with our Tana, because delesle prazi prazi, he didn't hold that this was a valid gzera shava. Elatana didan, my time alo amar kareb Yehoshua ben Karcha. But our Tana, who held that we judge everything based on the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, why would he disagree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha? Why not just determine the status based on the times of Achashverosh? My time, what do you mean? Dahai isle prazi prazi. Which we mean? What do you ask me? What the reason is? We just told you there's gzera shava that tells us that it should be at the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. No, hachi kamer. This is really what the questioner meant to ask. Elushushan davda kiman. Where would Shushan fall into all of this? Because lo kiprazin, lo kimukafin. Because it's not like an unwalled city, but it's also not like a walled city, because it's not like an unwalled city because they celebrate Purim on the 15th. That's pretty explicit. But it's also not like a walled city because it wasn't walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. So Shushan has this middle status. So what would you do with Shushan? So answers the Gemara, Amarav of Amri Lakidi, Shiny Shushan Ho of Anase Banes. Now Shushan has a different status because the miracle was actually performed there, and that's why it's going to be totally different. Now the Gemara goes and further discusses this whole machlokas about whether it was from the times of Achashverosh or from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. So Bishlam Alatani Didan, it makes sense according to our Tana, who said that everything's based on the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, because I know they say that's why the pasuk says Medina u'Medina ve'ir ve'ir. The pasuk says from province to province, city to city. So this makes sense. We can understand why each of these halachos, why each of these words are there, because Medina u'Medina lechalik bin mukav chomim mos Yehoshua ben Nun u'mukaves chomim mos Achashverosh. So it says Medina u'Medina to differentiate between the cities that were surrounded by walls at the time of Yehoshua and the cities that were surrounded by walls in the time of Achashverosh. Ir ve'ir nami, so the phrase of city to city is also required, l'chalik bin Shushan l'shara yaros, to go and separate and delineate between Shushan and all the other cities, that unlike the other cities which lack the wall, Shushan's going to be different, that it's going to celebrate Purim on the 15th, because that's where the miracle happened. So this makes sense according to our Tana. El Rebbe Yehoshua ben Karcha, but according to Rebbe Yehoshua ben Karcha, bishlam medino medina, so I can understand the first statement of province and province, l'chalik bin mukav m'chom mimos Achashverosh, l'she'en mukav m'chom mimos Achashverosh, so I can understand that distinction. It's teaching me the difference between places that were walled from the times of Achashverosh and places that were not walled from the times of Achashverosh. Ir v'ir lama asa lamai asa. What's it coming for? There's no differentiation between anything else of Shushan and other things because we already know this. So what's the purpose? It doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. So answer the Gemara. Amar lach Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha would say back, "Uetana dinam minicha." It's not any better according to yours because kevin isle praze praze medina medina lamali. We already pointed out that we have this gzera shava from Yehoshua ben Nun, so we don't need these words of medina u'medina to teach me there's a distinction between walled cities from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun and non from Yehoshua ben Nun. El akrala drasha hu dasa. Rather, the psukim come to teach us something else. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi hu dasa. They're teaching us that which Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi teaches. Dam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi krach v'choa samuchlo v'choa nira imo nidon ki krach. That any walled city, as well as all the surrounding cities near it that you're able to see, that's treated like a walled city as well. That's what this pasuk is coming to teach us. So Ad Kama comes to Gemara and says, once we mention this halacha, so how far does a settlement need to be from a walled city to be considered near the city to take on the status of a wall city. So Rabbi Yirmi Avitim Rabbi Chiya Baraba Kimei Chamson LeTeveria Mil. So it's the distance that's equivalent from Chamson to Teveria, which is basically one mil. V'lema Mil. Why didn't it just teach the word Mil if that's really what it meant to say? So answers the Gemara Hakamashmon Deshira De Mil Kamahave Kimei Chamson LeTeveria, because it wanted to teach us how long a mil is. It's the equivalent of the distance between Chamson and Teveria. That's how we know how far it is. This is Daf Beis Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.